We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Raleigh County Commission Chair John Ford here on the program today, and we have a call waiting on the line, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
This is a Raleigh County property owner and taxpayer and wanting to support this little 0.0 whatever extension of the sales tax we already have. You know, you're going to learn things from the past with those news people sitting there in the studio with you can confirm. For instance, they're riprapping the dam at Fort Riley at Tuttle Creek Lake, and the rocks, the big rocks for that, are coming out of the Zinedale quarry down there, and you see hundreds of loads of overloaded semi trucks coming down Zinedale Road that we're going to end up having to pay to repay because of the damage that's being done to it. And the same way, when we had the flood water come down Wildcat Creek off of Fort Riley watershed, the police radio sent two of the police cars over there to the apartment backed up on Wildcat Creek. They're south of Walgreens. And while they were up in the building getting the people out of there, the water came up over the top of the dumpster, of course, and those two vehicles, police vehicles, were lost to that flood. That's a cost us $100,000 right there. And when we had that last tornado come up through town, through the northeast Kansas area, the first thing it did was take out the Weather Bureau's antenna in Abilene, and there wasn't any emergency preparedness radio. There wasn't any sirens that went off. There wasn't any weather radio that went off. Luckily, I was listening to the weather radio down in Miami, Florida, and could call my son here to get the babies into the basement as the tornado was tearing up the houses there in his neighborhood on Amherst. And those kinds of things foretell that you need to consider as your influence on the law board, getting that police radio dispatch out of that little building down that dead-end road in that Wildcat floodplain and incorporate it with the new fire department's main headquarters that's going to be built out north of town. Emergency preparedness radio is going to be in there, the fire department dispatch, and we need the police dispatch in there in the same room so that everybody knows what emergency event is happening in this area. Thank you so much for your consideration.
Let me start by talking a little bit about the road concern that he had there down in the Zinedale area. As I mentioned in our earlier segment, that there are two small bridges. They're mostly agricultural purposes. One of them does lead in and out of that quarry area, and it's just kind of off to the side there from where our new firearms and training site is out there. So that is on, and that may actually still get done this year or next year, even with the current sales tax in place. But if not, it would be at one of those that would be at the top of the list there. And it'd be one that would need to have some extra depth, some extra width. Maybe, you know, design might say it might be a larger culvert type of project instead of a bridge. There may be some potentials there, but once again, the sales tax would be what would pay for that either currently or, you know, if it moves forward, that's where you're going to find the dollars in order to accomplish that. Now, the other one on the EMS side is, yes, we do have an RFQ in place currently, and our purpose here is to kind of confine all of our emergency services. We're, for lack of a better term, we're behind on all this. I don't know how many people and how many of the listeners have had the opportunity to see the ambulance facility out there. It was built 40 years ago. It was built for part-time purposes. It's not built to do what we're doing with it currently. We don't have living facilities that are co-ed. We don't have living facilities that properly works for the staff and the personnel that we have. We don't have proper operations and administrative offices as defined by even HIPAA, for instance. And it seems moving forward that, and a gentleman I think said it pretty well, we need to combine all those emergency services under one roof. I think for 71,000 citizens in Raleigh County, having a streamlined, effective approach there is very, very important. So it isn't going to just be EMS. It's going to be emergency management and rural fire as well. And they can all be under one roof and working together. At least that's our plan anyway. And hopefully as we get an actual RFQ in place and get a design firm that can work on some of those things, dispatch would be the third one. And it is all of our discussions right now currently center around moving dispatch to that location as well. It'll tie in with our new communications infrastructure. It'd be a really good tie-in. Not everybody's on board with that, and I'll leave it at that for the moment, but we do feel like we need a structured dispatch to handle whatever emergencies it is, whether it's a prolonged pandemic, whether it's a natural disaster, and he certainly mentioned two that are very appropriate to happen in the future, or something that's man-made that happens at the same time. But having all of our emergency components under one roof means they're already working together, it's already efficient. And the last one would be having emergency operations space. I think there's one thing that the pandemic has kind of taught us, we don't have that here. We've had to kind of makeshift some areas to do some of those comparable things that we've needed to do. We didn't expect a pandemic. I mean, we're still in the pandemic. I say that as if it's over. It's not. But 18 months may not ever happen again. But if it does, we need to be prepared for that. And I think we have good personnel. I think we've got good experience. We've got good technology. We just need a good infrastructure to put around that to be safe. And to me, that's an important thing that we need to be able to do moving forward for all 71,000 citizens of Riley County.
You know, I've heard this discussed. I know that in your neighbor Pottawatomie County, they just moved their Wamego Police Dispatch to Westmoreland, I think, if I remember that right. And so they've kind of combined their dispatch services. Mm-hmm. One commissioner there that I know has talked about, she'd like to see have maybe more of a combined thing here regionally. I don't know if that's a possibility between Riley, Pottawatomie, and the city of Manhattan.
I think it's a discussion that I think we're going to have at some point in time. I just don't know over the next 10 years or so what that's going to look like. I know that there is a big push from Evergy, for instance, to take Jeffrey Energy Center offline. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that does with population. I don't know if population is shifting one way, then shifts another way. I mean, there's some other components that I still think need to be discussed. There is probably some issues there with how RCPD kind of incorporates with the Sheriff's Department over in Pottawatomie County. There has been, I know, several discussions along the way that maybe a combined substation that's split services but still kind of maybe on-site or something could potentially work down the road and free up some space. Obviously, over at the Law Enforcement Center may not be a permanent solution. And for Pottawatomie County, they can move some of their stuff down from Westmoreland into that location where it's kind of strategic along that 24 corridor and then back into the city of Manhattan. So it's effective and efficient for them as trying to solve some issues there. I don't know what that would look like. Like I said, it's a very primitive conversation. But I do think at some point in time, we probably will have to at least discuss it and see where that goes. I don't know if that's going to be recent. I don't know if it'll be in the next 3 to 5 years, 8 to 10 years, but probably at some point in time, yeah, it'll have to be at least a thought and a consideration.
And I know that the commission tries to weigh all their options here with these RFQs. The folks up north, I know they really clamor for having an ambulance, a better ambulance service up north.
Yeah. I'm not against the idea of trying to figure out how to configure some of our services and try to get them spread out over the course of time. But I think overall right now, we need to get the foundation laid for all of that. Mm-hmm. And having a proper headquarters where administration and operations can service everybody in Riley County. When I say everybody, I'm not even talking about districts. You know, we have three county commission districts that are really just for electoral purposes. But I'm not talking about one or more of the five cities or the townships or any one specific geographical area. I'm about getting everything centered, everything consolidated, everything working effectively and efficiently. And then, yes, you can start figuring out how to configure that and what the best and appropriate way of trying to get those services out to the other areas actually will be. But, in terms of an actual facility, I don't know what that's going to look like at this point in time. We get about 30 calls on average to the north part of the county. Most of those aren't always severe necessarily. They're just kind of your regular medical calls. I don't know if, you know, a first responder station, maybe one of the new fire stations or something that may be coming up along the way might not help in that cause. And, you know, that's something that we can discuss. But I think from a foundational standpoint, we need to have a good operations center to start with. And then we can start trying to figure out how to curtail the rest of that.
All right. We have another caller waiting, standing by here, so let's get to them. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Commissioner Ford, I know you've moved on from the sales tax question, but I have a question about that. The proposed North Bypass, you know, I've heard the Pottawatomie County Commissioners talk about that, bringing that in. Do you think any of that sales tax money would go to that project? Or do you envision that this is going to be strictly a state-funded project?
I think it's right now it's on the state radar. And I will tell you that both, and I've had conversations both with my staff and staff from the city, we aren't necessarily on board with that for a couple of different reasons. I think during this last consultant, I'm not for sure which one, if it was the first or second or third, it popped up on the radar. It's the only really off the state grid item that's on there currently. It's going to be a very expensive project. I'd be hard-pressed to think that it wouldn't be close to at least $20 million probably. With everything else that's happening at this point in time, with needs along the 24 corridor, both along in Pottawatomie County and the city, and then coming up north, I'm still not so for sure that we need to focus on that infrastructure first, as being just kind of the natural arterial for everything. And, you know, looking at some other options that maybe kind of offset some of that there and effectively doesn't push traffic density into a residential and school area, which this certainly would. And, you know, I think, you know, we talk about the flooding issues. I get that. But to my knowledge, if history serves me right, and judging by our history lesson yesterday morning, maybe I need to pick up on some things and learn a little bit more. But I don't think that corridor is only flooded but once, and that was 1993. And I've listened in several times from Brian McNulty from the Corps and how they've done some things. They learned a lot of things from 1993, particularly on the dam, the Blue River side, and have some new tactics in place that, as we saw in 2019, kept us from having that same scenario play out. I'm not so for sure that it's going to solve that problem if it comes back the other way. If one of those floods, you know, you're still going to be stuck with one or the other one anyway. I really think that, to me, it's if it's in need of Pottawatomie County, they're probably going to have to figure out how to do that and how to probably work with the state to do that.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
And we're going to take a break here on In Focus. We'll be back more with John Ford, Raleigh County Commission Chair, in a moment on News Radio KMAN.